Skooks of Hazzard Show. The Skooks of Hazzard Show. The Skooks of Hazzard Show. The Skooks of Hazzard Show.
What's up, everybody out there? This is the Skooks of Hazzard Show. This is episode number 39, and it's just me and Josh today, buddy.
Hello.
Me and you.
Yes.
It's us against the world.
Josh Bryan.
Josh Uwa Bryan.
As and some of you may know me.
I am your host, Eric Steven. And yeah, Sean couldn't make it today. So it's just me and Josh, but it doesn't matter. We've done it before. We know what we're doing.
Yeah.
And there's going to be a lot of funny shit going on today.
Yeah, Sean was a little busy today, I guess.
Yeah.
We'll get into it a little bit under Skook News. We'll get into it.
We'll tell you more
as we
move along with the show today. So how was your week, man? It's today's Saturday. We usually do the show on a Sunday, but tomorrow is busy for me, so we're doing it today.
Busy for me as well. So.
And so, but how was your week this past week since we last saw each other?
Nothing really special happened. It was, I got shunned, excommunicated.
You were shunned by the church?
Oh, yeah.
You were excommunicated?
Oh, yeah, big
wow.
time.
What happened?
Well, it turns out that I wasn't a member.
Oh, right. Turns out you didn't belong to begin with.
Right. I tried to join the rabbinical school. It didn't work out for me, but, you know, hey, that's why God invented J-Date.
This is the second day in a row I'm doing a podcast. Yesterday, I had to do a podcast with our friend Nate B. out in L.A.
Yeah.
He started another podcast. This guy's got like 15 podcasts going.
No, literally.
And he calls them all spinoffs of Stressing the Point. No, he's got three.
Three of them?
Stressing the Point.
Okay.
And he's got the Grande podcast that he does with a friend of ours, Brian Gogol.
What one's that called?
The Grande podcast.
The Grande podcast. Okay,
yeah, I think they named it because they used to eat at Grande's all the time, which
oh,
is a restaurant
man.
Here in Tamaqua.
Oh, it's wonderful. So. It's what's great about Grande. Even all right, we're not plugging them, but
yeah, we kind of are.
Well, whatever. They got really good food. It's Mexican name, run by Korean people.
What Italian
food. Italian
yes,
food.
That's
yes.
the trifecta of
yep.
weirdness.
Yeah,
but good pizza.
And they have the Elvira pinball machine, which everybody in the crowd knows I love.
That place has video games and stuff, but they're all like from the 90s
and 80s. The original Gauntlet is out there, the four-player game.
Yeah, it's pretty wild. It's like getting into a time machine to Grande.
The one time I didn't get laid in the in their bathroom.
Oh. Well, that's interesting.
Yeah, just the one time.
So, let's see. Did you watch any roast battle this past two nights?
No, I was busy jerking off.
Oh, well, you missed it. Earl, our pal Earl Skakel.
Oh, yeah.
Fucking
Earl Skakel.
Went out and destroyed the guy he was up against. It was some Australian fuck. His name was Tom Ballard. And,
I'm not familiar with his work.
I never heard of the guy before Thursday night, but Earl fucking took him to the cleaners. It wasn't even fair.
Well,
wasn't a fair roast. So Earl, congratulations. He's going to battle Jimmy Carr now. And Jimmy Carr is a funny motherfucker.
Yeah, he's British, isn't he?
He is British. And, he's very witty, very funny, very clever man. So Earl's got his work cut out for him here.
I will admit to the audience that I did get a couple of the clips I watched from it were actually pretty funny. That Jimmy Carr that Earl Skakel is going up against. It was a one-sided affair. That girl that he went up against.
Oh, she was awful.
She was terrible.
Yeah.
So, I mean, in reality, it was going to be Jimmy Carr regardless. So,
yeah.
Good luck, Earl. And we hope you continue on.
And that will be, let's see, I think that's going to happen tonight. Because tonight is Saturday and the finale is tomorrow. So,
wow, that was fast.
Yeah, it's a four-day thing. So it started Thursday night. Last night, tonight is on again at 10 o'clock, so be sure, if you're not going to be home at 10, set your DVR.
Central.
If you listen to this in time, who knows when you're going to be listening to this, but right now it's Saturday, July 30th, so tonight, 10 o'clock, you need to set your DVR or tune in if you're home. And tomorrow night, the finale, during one of the breaks. I don't know if that's on at 10 p.m. or if it's going to be earlier. I'll check on that during one of the breaks, and we'll let you know what time it's going to air Sunday for the finale. So
okay,
there's that. Earl, good luck, buddy. And we'll be talking to you soon. He's going to be on the show here. How yeah. cool is that? We get fucking this brand new TV show that's on Comedy Central, and it really is a fucking hilarious show. How cool is it that one of the guys who, you know, Earl's been there from the beginning, the very beginning of Roast Battle starting. I mean, this thing has been going on for 2 years at the Comedy Store out in L.A.
I think it was called the Belly Room.
The Belly Room of the Comedy Store.
Right.
It's, there's another room out there, and that's where they started this Roast Battle. So, yeah, how cool is that? Fucking one of the guys that's been there from the get-go going to be on the Skooks of Hazzard show with us here soon.
Yep,
so
that's what we're going to tell these people until they so they keep listening.
There's,
it's cool.
There's that. And let's see here. What else did you want? We had a lot of stories this week from the Skook.
Let's go to our news segment.
We can do that. And as always, I am not prepared, and I'm going to play our news theme that we always play now.
Oh, yeah, we love this
the
one.
New one. This is the one Josh recorded. Now.
Now. New things you need know about.
That fucking thing is hilarious. It's my favorite jingle. So, yeah, there's new things you guys need to know about, and we're going to tell you all about it. A lot of things happened close to home this week that were worthy of us talking about. So why don't you start with the first one here.
Okay, the first one is Sean got a new car.
That's absolutely newsworthy.
He got a Hyundai Elantra.
Yeah.
And the thing is, I didn't know they made those for men.
Yeah, I didn't either. I'm pretty sure they were all female cars.
Well, good luck to you, Sean. I hope it works out and you get the good gas and mileage.
Yeah, you pick up some hot guys with that car.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
Okay, our first thing we're going to talk about, this one wasn't close to home. This was down in Orlando. The cops mistook a Krispy Kreme donut glaze for everybody's favorite meth.
Oh, no. They don't tell me they falsely arrested somebody.
All right. This guy, his last name was Rushing. He's 64 years old.
Ooh.
He was arrested on Robinson Street. He had just dropped off his neighbor at the hospital for a chemotherapy session.
Jesus.
And then he was pulled over. I guess he had some kind of he failed a traffic signal or something.
Yeah.
And he was pulled over, and the cops, they said, hey, what's that on your seat? And they, he's like, well, I was eating donuts. And the guy's like, bullshit.
What a fucking way to get pulled over. And this is craziness.
Okay. He's like, I recognize through my 11 years of training and experiment as a law enforcement officer, the substance to be some sort of narcotic. So she asked for permission to search the car. He's like, yeah, I don't have anything to hide.
So this was a chick officer.
Yeah, it was a chick officer.
A female officer.
Yes, I'm sorry. I kept telling them, that's glazed from a donut. They tried to say it was crack cocaine at first, and then the other person was like, no, it's meth. Crystal meth.
Nobody decided to taste it or...
No, because they're not allowed to do that anymore.
Ew, yeah.
But here's the fucked up part. This is the part that really irks me about law enforcement.
Yeah.
When they ask for, the search and seizure of your car.
Yeah.
If they have probable cause, they can do it anyway. And with, the glaze meth instead of crystal meth, it's glaze meth.
It's sugar based.
It's sugar based. Fucking booger sugar based. All right. So they have these, field testing kits, right?
Sure. Yeah.
So they put their sugar glaze down on this meth testing kit, and it comes back positive.
What?
For methamphetamines.
That's fucking crazy.
And not only that, they tried it 3 different times.
This makes you think of how many people are in prison, falsely in prison, for glazed donut meth.
That's true. There could be
thousands.
Most of them are meth.
Yeah,
but,
most of them are meth.
Sometimes it is glazed donut. I will attest to that.
Wow.
I've had them. They're delicious.
So keep going. What happened?
Well, he spent 10 days in jail.
What?
Because he couldn't afford bail, dude.
Dude, I would be suing the living shit out of this city.
Oh, he's definitely suing them now, you know? But I think they gave him like a $50,000 bail.
Oh, my. Yeah, dude, so you know what? He could not afford,
and it was straight cash bail, not the 10% bullshit.
The same thing happened to me in last September. I got taken to prison on some bogus charges that, you know, were... had no clue what they were talking about. I spent 4 days in jail, had $50,000 bail set for me. And let me tell you, I spent 4 days in jail. If I had to spend 10 days there, good Lord, I would be like, I'd lose my mind. And it was that bad of an experience.
And now you're addicted to Pokemon
Go. And now I'm addicted
to
Pokemon Go looking for a Diglett.
Yep, Diglett.
And canker sore.
A canker. All right. Well, anyway.
Yeah, what happened? I'm curious now. What happened to this guy? Did he get out?
He's out officially.
Thank goodness.
When the official lab results came back,
wow,
they didn't come back tested as, you know, glazed donut. They just came back as not narcotics.
Right.
This is
right.
Fine. It's sugar.
It's sugar based
and water that was hardened.
Let me ask you this:
dumped over one of the finest donuts this side of the Mississippi. If I can fucking be honest with you,
what has come about of what's the backlash or the reaction from the police department about this field testing kit that apparently thinks glazed donut is meth?
There is no mechanism. Oh, wait, no. At this time, we have no responsive records. There is no mechanism in place for easily tracking the number of or result of field drug testing.
Wow.
So local authorities, they fucked up, so...
Big time.
Yeah.
Fucked up. They fucked up real bad. That's crazy. That's crazy. It makes you think anything like this could happen to any one of us at any time.
Right.
It's fucking scary.
This is America, people. People eat donuts here.
It's
you know?
Fucking scary. Yeah, now I bet you glazed donut sales are going to plummet.
Yep.
Nobody's going to want to get taken to jail for 10 days because they just ate a donut and comes back positive as methamphetamine.
Here's the crazy thing. There's not even any statistics for...
Right. Yeah.
What's good and what's bad. You know what I mean? There are no statistics for it. So that's kind of fucked up.
Yeah, it's very fucked up. Let's move on. This story is aggravating me.
Okay.
I'm getting mad now.
Let me ask you a question, Eric.
Shoot.
If you won the lottery.
If I won the lottery?
If you got a scratch off, you paid $5 for and won $3 million.
Yeah.
What would you spend that $3 million
on? I would definitely try and start up a crystal meth ring.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You have a lot in common with a man from Georgia.
Shut the fuck up. Really?
Absolutely.
Shut the fuck up.
Absolutely.
You shut your fucking mouth.
Oh, it's shut hard.
Tell me about it.
Okay, well, former Georgia lottery winner has pleaded guilty to federal drug trafficking and firearm charges.
Uh-huh.
His name is Ronnie Music Jr.
Ronnie Music
Jr.
I've read all about this guy.
Okay, can't. He's 45.
What an idiot.
$3 million playing a scratch-off. Basically, he decided to test his luck by sinking millions of dollars of lottery winnings into the purchase and sale of crystal meth.
What a fucking moron. What an idiot. Why?
Well, I guess when they were attempting to sell the drugs worth an estimated $500,000, authorities said Music supplied them with... you know, he bought them with his lottery wins.
Yeah.
They also found a large cache of firearms, thousands of rounds of ammunition, multiple vehicles, and over $600,000 in cash were seized. $1 million worth of meth, too. That's
crazy.
That's a lot of fucking meth. I don't know what it goes for, but I do know it goes
Well, if it's
fast.
$500,000 of meth, it's $500,000, right?
Well, I don't know. It's fucking crazy.
What you're saying is you don't know what that amount of methamphetamine would look like.
Right.
Yeah. You don't know what $500 million worth of meth looks like.
No, it's $1 million worth of meth.
Oh, yeah. No, $500 million. What did I say? $500,000.
I have $500,000. No idea how big that would be.
Yeah. That could be the size of this table. Who knows?
And this table is huge.
It's fucking huge.
With a Y.
All right. Well, that's fucking, this guy's a moron.
Absolutely.
Let's move on to our last story because we're almost at 15 minutes already. And I got one more thing I want to do before
we take a
break.
We're going to talk about, we're going to talk about a Pennsylvania man.
Yeah, this one happened pretty sort of close to the skook. In Butler County, right?
Zeelanopoly, PA.
Yeah, I've never been there, never heard of it, so this is
He is a minority owner in One Enchanted Evening. It's a bridal shop. They also sell prom gowns and other
all
kinda,
that shit.
Yeah, all that hot stuff, you know? You take them to the formal.
Right.
You ever go to the formal?
This is the place to go for that.
Yep. You know
so
why?
What happened?
Well, what happened was the man... I guess pretended to be a mannequin out in the window, the display window, which is huge, by the way. It takes up basically half of a city block.
We're looking at a picture of it right now, and it's probably the display window in the front of this store is probably 25 to 30 feet long.
There are three mannequins, headless mannequins, and there's four with heads.
Yeah.
One of them is a woman with obviously her arm out, is basically what she's going with.
Did you notice that all the mannequins are black?
They are black.
Is this guy white or black?
He's a white guy.
So why did he think that nobody would recognize? He's like he stick out like a sore thumb.
Yeah, so we haven't even told them yet.
Yeah, go ahead and tell them what he did. Go ahead.
He pretended to be a mannequin and posed there naked.
Naked.
And eventually some elderly women came by and noticed, and they
look,
they told
50,
authorities on him.
He's 54 years old. That would not be appealing at any level for anyone to look at. Who wants to look at a 54-year-old man naked?
Imagine his balls just down to his knees.
Good God,
next
man.
To
Peter Scolari.
Yeah.
You're a fucking freak, man.
You're a creep.
You creepy bastard.
But it makes for good news, so.
Yeah, I think thank you for doing that.
I think that was a successful news segment.
It was a successful news segment. Things you need to know about.
Things you need to know.
So look, you know.
About.
So every week, we plug our friends over at Farmers Insurance.
Yes, that's
so
true.
So here's the thing. Every week we have some doubt as to whether or not I'm pronouncing the name of
that's true.
Of
been
the
going
owner.
On for weeks.
Yeah, it's just, look. I graduated. No, she graduated a year before me.
Yeah, 2000.
Jamie Hammer and I went to high school together, and she is the owner of Farmers Insurance. And her married name is what I think is Greenzweig.
That's what I believe it to be. Queenie thought it was
Greensburg or something.
There's not even a B.
No.
There's no,
no
R.
No.
Except for at the beginning with the green part.
Queenie was totally fucking off base with that.
It was awesome.
Yeah, her last name is spelled Greenswieg. And from the German I took in high school, W's are pronounced as V's. So I'm thinking it's Greenzweig.
And here... This is a little homework assignment for you if you want.
Okay.
If you want to do an audio sample of you pronouncing it, you can send it to skooksofhazard@hotmail.com. We'll listen to them, and we'll announce the winner on the
Look,
one of our shows.
Josh is obsessed that we aren't getting any emails to our email at skooksofhazard@hotmail.com. So what we want you people to do is somebody out there listening, send us an email. Please,
let us know
begging
how we're doing.
You. Josh needs some feedback. So write a letter or a little message.
I put it in.
Write a little message. I don't even care if it's not nice. You know, if you want to email us and make fun of us, go ahead. Just email us, please. Something, anything. We'll take it. Okay? So skooksofhazard@hotmail.com.
Fucking desperate here, people.
Somebody write to us, please. For the love of God. All right, so look, here's what I thought we would do. I was going to call down to the offices of Farmers Insurance here in Tamaqua, Pennsylvania, and I'm popping like crazy when I hit my P's.
Oh.
Puh, puh, puh.
Pussy.
Pussy farts. Look, I'm sure Farmers loves us talking about pussy farts right before we talk about their business. So look, here's what we're going to do. Let me give out their information first. Farmers Insurance, run by Jamie Hammer Greenzweig, and that's debatable at this point. And they're located at 1130 Barrage Street, Tamaqua, Pennsylvania. You can reach them on the phone at 570-225-7070. So here's what we're going to do. That was very radio-like.
I loved it.
You like that?
Oh, so fucking professional, buddy. And then I dropped the F-bomb right after it.
My cold reads are something of... there's something... So what we're gonna do? Look, we're gonna call down there and see if Jamie is even in the office today. And if she's not, we'll ask one of her employees and see if that we'll see if that pronunciation that I'm using is correct.
Now, are we putting any kind of spin on this? Are we pretending to be somebody?
No,
we're gonna tell them.
No, we are calling them as the Skooks of Hazzard.
Oh, okay.
A show they sponsor.
Yeah.
And we are gonna see if we can get some clarification.
We should have made a jingle of. Let's embarrass the sponsor.
So here we go.
That type of shit.
It's dialing.
It's ringing.
Let's see what we can find out here.
It is ringing. All right, everybody.
Shush.
Everybody in the background.
I hope they're open today.
Saturday.
It is Saturday. They should be open. It's not even 1 o'clock yet.
Hey, this is Jamie.
Hey, is this Jamie?
Yeah.
Jamie Hammer.
Yes.
Jamie, this is Eric and Josh from the Skooks of Hazzard show. We are on the air right now.
Hello,
Jamie. We needed to ask you a question. Are you cool with being on the show right now?
I guess I am. You did it.
I need your permission to be on the show. So you're cool with us recording you right now?
I'm cool that you're recording. Go ahead.
Now, every week we tell the people that listen to this show, which numbers in the tens of thousands, we tell them about your insurance company, and we give out your information, we give out your phone number, we give out your address, your website, all that good stuff. Now, every time you and I went to high school together, right?
Yeah.
Now,
we went to grade school
and
together.
And you went to grade school with Josh Bryan over here. Now, what we know you as Jamie Hammer. Your last name is pronounced how?
Greenzweig.
Greenzweig, like the W is pronounced as a V. Am I correct?
No, it's a W.
Oh, okay. It's Greenzweig.
Okay. We were correct.
Now I was wrong. I was pronouncing it Greenzweig as like a real German, you know, wood. So
that's true.
You're telling me I'm incorrect, and it's Greenzweig. That was the whole debate we've been having the last couple of weeks whenever I plugged your business. So that's all I wanted. I wanted you to clarify that up for me.
You did a really good job.
And you were
excellent.
Thank
you for joining the show today.
Thank you.
Is there anything?
Thanks for all the fun.
Anytime. Now, would you like to let anybody know about any cool sales you have going on, or life insurance sales or anything like that? Is there anything you want to say to the people listening at home?
Well, anybody that has any insurance questions, I'll be glad to answer them. You know, we offer a comprehensive review of your policies and can help you out with anything insurance related. So just feel free to give us a call or stop in.
That was great. Hey,
great
on the spot, that was awesome job.
Yeah.
I'm very proud of you.
Thank you.
Well, look, stay on the phone, and we're going to go to break here, and then we're going to come back, and we're going to do some more funny stuff. So, Jamie, hang on the line. People listening, don't go anywhere. Listen to this cool song, and Skooks of Hazzard Show. We'll be back shortly. Don't go anywhere.
Well, I know I'm going to be the man who wakes up next to you. When I go out, yeah, I know I'm going to be the man who goes along with you. If I get drunk, well, I know I'm gonna be the man who gets drunk next to you. And if I haver, yeah, I know I'm gonna be the man who's havering to you. But I would walk 500 miles and I would walk 500 more just to be the man who walked 1,000 miles to fall down at your door. But I'm watching. I know I'm gonna be the man who's working hard for you. When the money comes in for the work I do, I'll pass almost every penny on to you. When I come home, oh, I know I'm gonna be the man who comes back home to you. And if I broke, well, I know I'm gonna be the man who's going over you. But I would walk 500 miles and I would walk 500 more to be a man who walks 1,000 miles to fall down at your door.
about the time when I'm with you. When I go out,
when I go out,
well, I know I'm gonna be the man who goes along with you. And
when I come home,
yes, I know I'm gonna be the man who comes back home with you. I'm gonna be the man who's coming home.
Folks, we're back with more Skooks of Hazzard show. That was the Proclaimers. I would walk 500 miles just to be the man who would walk. I don't think that's the name of the song. That would be a horrible title.
It's just 500 miles.
A paragraph long title.
That was by the Proclaimers. They are a one-hit wonder.
Yeah, but I think that might be a running thing on the show today with in between segment songs. Might be one-hit wonders. So we're gonna think of the next one-hit wonder that we can play, that you will actually enjoy. That was a good one-hit wonder.
Or you can write into the show and suggest your own one-hit wonder you'd like to hear on future shows.
And you know how you can do that? At skooksofhazard@hotmail.com. Drop us an email and tell us anything you want.
Yeah,
nothing.
We're into it.
Nothing specific we're asking for. We're just looking for something.
Right.
Anything. Anything at all.
Anything at all. You want to talk about flesh?
Flesh, or parasites, or
monkfish,
clocks,
or clocks. Yes,
anything, anything at all. So look, here we go. You know what we forgot to do first segment, Josh, was and we started this last week. It was our Pokemon Go death toll update. And you know, last week when we introduced the segment, it wasn't really a segment. It was more like a little sentence we're saying.
Yeah.
But look, we didn't have a jingle for it, and we decided it's time that you're pointing at me.
Yes, I point at you hard.
Pointed at me hard
with my pinky.
What do you need?
Let's remind them what it was last week. I believe it was 7.
The death toll was at 7 last week,
right,
for Pokemon Go.
So,
and
significant increase, maybe.
We'll see. We'll see what the final tally is. But before we get into that, you need to listen to this jingle that State Farmers...
Farmers
Let me start that over again. I said State Farmers Insurance. That's a combination of State Farm and Farmers Insurance, which is not correct. It's Farmers Insurance. Right? Yeah. Farmers Insurance. Jamie Hammer Greenswag. Got confirmation on that a few minutes ago. Jamie Hammer Greenswag.
Wag.
570-225-7070. That's State Farm. No, it's not.
No,
it's Farmers Insurance. I know, I'm kidding. It's Farmers Insurance. It's Farmers Insurance. They're the best insurance company in the universe. So look, they make us play these jingles, and this is the jingle that we're going to use from now on for Pokemon Go Death Toll update. So here it is.
Pokemon Death Toll Update.
Pokemon Death Toll Update. And my son has just entered the room. Hi, buddy. Do you want to come say hi to everybody? Come here. My son Connor is here. It's almost Connor's nap time. And it's an unexpected drop-in. Go ahead and say hi to everybody. Say hi. Say hi, everybody.
Hi.
That was Connor. He's got a very deep voice. Now, Connor is only 2 years old, and he doesn't say very many words. You know, there's a couple keywords we can get him to say. Let's say, tell everybody, Connor, look at Daddy, tell everybody what the color of the table is. What color is this table? What color is it? No, you got to say it loud. Say it loud. What color? Say it again. Tell everybody what the color of the table is. Say it loud. Go ahead. Say it. What color is it? You're not working with me here,
no,
buddy.
No, not at all.
You're not. You're embarrassing daddy.
I'm
so
sorry,
look,
you're fired.
What's that? What do you want to say? What do you want to say? Hmm? Oh, that wasn't very much. Look.
He's really good at this.
I want you to go back and go tell mommy that daddy is working right now, okay?
Hard.
Go tell mommy that daddy is doing his podcast.
And close the damn door on
your
way out.
And close the door behind you, son. All right, look. Before I was so rudely interrupted by that little boy. No, I'm kidding. I love him. He interrupted me while we were doing... I'm so flustered now. Let's just play the jingle again.
Yes.
Get back on track here. It's the Pennsylvania Polka, by the way.
Mon death toll update.
It's the Pokey. Pennsylvania Pokemon death toll update. Do you get it? Do you see what we did there?
Yeah.
Pennsylvania Pokemon death toll update. And this week we are... What do you think we're at?
It's got to be in the 100,000s by now.
Hundreds of thousands is what you're guessing.
In one week.
I'm going to say you're just a little bit off. So
okay.
The death toll this week, drum roll please. The Pokemon, the Pennsylvania Pokemon death toll update. We're at 9.
9.
9 people died.
Significant increase from last week, people.
It was two person jump from last week.
Okay.
Last week 7, this week 9.
Now, we are going to keep updating people, correct?
Yeah, every week we will let you know how many people from the previous week died playing Pokemon Go.
Okay, so keep tuning in for that.
Yeah. We could do an over under for next week and take a little gamble, a little bet, a little wager.
Yeah, so write in. See how many people you think are going to die.
Yeah. If you're correct, we will send you a Skooks of Hazzard
show mailbag
autographed postcard.
Yep,
I
which is
know.
Basically a plastic
we'll
bag
send you
from our local grocery store signed by us.
So email us at skooksofhazzard@hotmail.com and let us know what your guess is for next week. It's not it's not how many people die, we're going to guess the total. So saying, let's say 3 people die next week, you would want to guess 14. 14 would be the total because, no, wait, I'm sorry, we're at 9, right? I cannot add.
So 12.
So 12 would be your guess, and you would be correct, and we will send you something related to the show.
I'm pretty sure you don't need to be good at math to be a host of a podcast.
It's not required. When I took the test to be a podcast host, look, we're getting way off track now, and we're going to do a new segment. It's kind of an old segment, but with a little twist. Do you guys remember a few weeks ago, a couple months ago,
right?
We did the segment of voicemails throughout time, and this was the theme song from that one. Now, we've
updated it
just a little
now
bit.
Now it's time for
voicemails throughout time.
Okay, that was voicemails throughout time. Now here's the new segment theme jingle, which I'm required to play by Farmers Insurance.
Yeah, thank you for getting that.
This is the new one. Sounds similar.
Now it's time for
phone calls throughout time.
Listen, we worked very hard on that jingle. Very, very hard. Lots of editing. And
I mean, we've been here for hours.
Yeah,
so yeah.
Hours upon hours. Now look, we did voicemails throughout time. This is phone calls throughout time. So basically the whole point of the bit is, you know, Josh or I are going to call
somebody from the past.
We're both going
to
play a character in this.
To bring you in a little bit
more. Let Josh take it off.
Everybody has a phone, no matter what period of time it was. You
doesn't
can
matter.
Call them instantly. You know their number. There's a historic yellow pages that you can call.
Just for the sake of the bit, just pretend everybody has a phone call. Like,
okay.
Even if it's a phone. Jesus Christ. I can't speak this week. Just pretend everybody has a phone, okay? So even if it's 2,000 years ago, they had a cell phone, all right? So just fucking, it's for the purposes of the bit.
And
you gotta suspend disbelief.
They're rotary cell phones.
Rotary cell phones. You remember how back in the day, maybe some of our younger listeners don't remember rotary phones where you actually, you had to turn the thing.
Around.
It was,
and it made clicking noises and such, but you'll hear that.
You'll hear it. You'll
okay,
hear it.
Okay, we're
little
coming
bit of
in
a history
now.
Lesson here.
We're so, big history buffs. I know that.
So here we go, and Let's tell them what we're gonna do first. We have about four different scenarios set up.
Let's start with the one from where we're gonna call the Civil War. There's gonna be a segment where we'll just get into it.
Josh is gonna be Robert E. Lee. I'm gonna be the guy calling him, and I'm gonna inform him that a Black Lives Matter rally is happening during the battle, and we'll see how General Robert E. Lee handles the situation. So,
right.
Without any further delay, here we go. Dialing. Calling the general. Long number.
Oh, who the heck could be calling me on the goddamn phone already? Hello?
Yeah, hello, General?
Yes, who is this that I am speaking to?
This is Colonel Sanders.
Yes, Colonel. I'm obviously a very busy man. We are here at Appomattox, and I don't know if you know, but there's an actual battle going on outside I'm trying to general.
Well, is that what you do?
Well, it's one of the better things that I do. It is well war is so terrible, otherwise we would grow too fond of it, damn it.
Sir, this really does have to do with the war, or the battle going out on out here.
Well, look, now I cannot just trust a man to control others who cannot control himself. Now tell me something, Colonel Sanders. How the heck is it going out there?
Well, sir, it's not going very, very good at all. Have you heard, I don't know, sir, if you're aware, but this new Black Lives Matter movement, the slaves down in the South, they're all of a sudden they want equal rights and all this, and now there's a bunch of protesters out here demanding that we stop killing them and all that. And
that's a very strong point these people are making. Now, what are they using? Are they using guns?
No, sir. No, not violent whatsoever. Sticks with signs on them.
Now, the education of a man is never completed until he dies, though.
Okay. Is that an actual, are you reading actual quotes that you've written down on a piece of paper?
No, these are things that I've come up with. I'm Robert E. Lee, mister. Now, Colonel, let me ask you a question. How much are you paying for your cellular rotary phone plan these days?
Are you trying to sell me switch carriers?
No, I'm just asking, because I think I'm paying too goddamn much, if I can be honest with you.
No disrespect, General, but why are you worried so much about who my cell phone carrier is? I mean, there is a war going on out here.
Now, that is absolutely correct, and I've been generaling the fuck out of this bitch for quite some time. I'm hoping to get a goddamn raise. Now, if you have any indication of what's going on now, you tell me, sir.
Are you, sir, are you sure that you are Robert E. Lee, General of the Southern Armies?
One thing Robert E. Lee always says is, I like whiskey. I always did, and that's why I now chug cock.
Sir, I really don't think that you're doing that good of a job, honestly. And a few of the guys got together, and we think we're going to revolt.
No, I don't think so. I mean, are you a bunch of Yankees, or are you a bunch of Spankies?
No, we're just some good old Southern boys, and we really think you got a problem with the booze. And so what we're going to do is, I'm just giving you a heads up, tomorrow night we're going to revolt, and we're going to throw you from power.
Now, Colonel Sanders, let me ask you just one question. Now, when you're out on the battlefield, have you spoke to any of these Black Lives that matter so much to us?
I have. I spoke to a few. Not too fond of you, I can tell you that.
Oh, I can see that. Yeah, I mean, what with killing them and all? Now, I'm going to tell you something. How about I go ahead and I meet with this general, what's his name, Grant?
General Ulysses S. Grant.
Now, I want to tell you something there, Colonel Sanders. Any man with the name Ulysses strikes fear into Robert E. Lee. It's one of my famous quotes that I tell you. So anyway.
The ones you have written on the paper there.
Yes. Now, if you could just get me Ulysses Grant's phone number there, I'll give him a call and maybe we strike a deal. Because you know what? I think all lives matter. Now, I got to go. I got to get back to General and the fuck out of there.
All right, sir. I'll talk to you later. Goodbye.
Love you. Bye.
That was good. That was general. That was a warm-up. Warm-up bit. That okay. was a warm-up bit. That yeah. was the Civil War, Robert E. Lee, and Colonel Sanders.
That's
phone calls throughout time. It's what we're doing. We're doing a bit. It's funny.
Okay.
And if you don't think it is, you go fuck yourself.
All right, now some
let's
of these
do it
were
here.
Brought in by some of our fans out there. They wrote into the Scoops Hazard no, at hotmail.com.
They didn't email because we and haven't gotten any emails. They snail mailed it.
Yeah, they snail mailed it to scoopsahazard@hotmail.com.
So here's what we're going to do, the second one. I'm picking the second one.
Okay.
We're going to do the Bethlehem Inn.
Bethlehem okay? Inn.
Where Jesus was born.
Oh, so-called born. I don't know about yeah. that. He came down from space.
He definitely wasn't conceived there.
No.
So here we will take you to the Bethlehem Inn, circa zero, year zero.
A.D.
A.D. zero. What year is it? I can't remember. It's zero. Mary, what year is it? It's zero, you dumb fuck. Oh. How hard is that to remember? It's zero.
Imagine the Y2K situation back then where it switched from negative to yeah. positive.
Oh, numbers. Shit. We're going to positive years.
We got
to
reboot our server.
Oh, God. All right, look. This is what we're doing. Bethlehem Inn, innkeeper. And who are you going to be? I'm going to be the innkeeper.
I'm going to be the guy calling to see if I can get a room.
Okay. At the inn, are you anything to do with Mary, Jesus?
No,
or
I'm
that?
Just random
some
guy, I guess.
All right. Well, then here comes the phone call, and let's take it away. Oh, shit. That was the wrong fucking phone thing I wanted to play. This is the right one. Here we go. Rotary phone.
See if he's good.
Busy, busy, busy. Always somebody calling. Okay, here. Hello.
Yeah, hi. I'm trying to go ahead and get a room there. If you have one, I have a girl here. I knocked her up several days ago, and
look,
she's looking to give birth. Hard.
Look, buddy. I don't think you realize how many we got about four or five different chicks here that have been miraculously knocked up by supreme beings. I don't have a room for you right now, sir.
So what you're telling me is there's no vacancy.
Mary, get some clean sheets up to the Jesus room, to the Christ, Joseph Christ, Mary Christ. Get some clean sheets up there. Sir.
Yes.
Sir, hello.
Hello.
I don't know, depending on when this Buddha lady is going to give birth, I don't know when I'll be able to get you in here. The Christ, the Jesus, the Savior of the world lady, she's up in room 5. I only have 6 rooms, sir, and I can't tell you when's going to be vacant. When are you looking to get in?
I'm looking to come down there and get in there. That's around maybe by Monday.
That's it. That's our slogan here at the inn. When do you want to get in at the inn? It's on our billboards outside.
Now, let me ask you a question.
Sir.
Do you guys have a pool?
We do have a pool for baptisms only, though, not a swimming pool.
Let me ask you a question. What's a baptism?
Mary, I said get clean sheets up to the Jesus room. They keep calling down here. Sir.
Now,
sir.
Look, I got a pregnant woman named Karen here with me, and I'm looking to get her a place to lay down.
Karen,
I'm coming into the city. It looks like they're taking a census. I'm originally from Bethlehem.
Sir.
But it looks like since they put in that ice hockey stadium, I can't get a fucking room at an inn or even a fucking barn. Can you help me out
can
here?
Can I suggest going to the Bethlehem Out?
What about the steel?
This is the Bethlehem Inn. You need to go to the Bethlehem Out.
Now, what's the name of the casino in that city there?
That's the Bethlehem Inn Casino.
Oh,
Bethlehem Inn is a big company here, and they own pretty much everything.
So you got 6 rooms, though.
Yeah, but there is no room at the inn, sir, so I suggest you go to Bethlehem Out.
I'll try Trump Tower. Thank you.
Okay. Okay, so there's that one.
All right.
Check that one off the list.
Yeah, that one was pretty fun.
I hope everybody out there likes what we're doing right now because we're having fun.
Yeah, we're trying.
So, look, let's do Flint, Michigan. How about we do Flint, Michigan? See, now you're wondering where are you getting all these ideas from? Well, we wrote them down previously and decided during our little writing session today that this is what we're going to be doing.
That they were funny enough
they were
to
funny
say
enough.
To you people, and we're hoping you're enjoying it from your car, from your bathroom.
You
stall.
Should see the ones we didn't pick. Terrible.
Yeah, they were so
these are the best
dumb.
Of the best.
Just dumb.
So dumb. So look, we're going to do Flint, Michigan now. Flint, Michigan. Let's see. I'm going to be the water inspector. You're going to be Jacob Smith. Now, we did a little research. We found the founder. We found the founder of Flint, Michigan. As you know, they've been having problems with the water thing where there's high amounts of lead and whatnot in their water.
I thought it was pronounced lead.
Lead. Lots of lead. No, okay. I'm pretty sure it's lead.
Okay.
Jacob Smith was the founder. He was a fur trader, wasn't he?
Yeah, back in 1819, he settled down with his furs and he built himself a house, got a bitch knocked up, called
and
the
said,
inn.
He said, this is a nice place for a car factory. That's what he said. In 1819.
Yep.
So, look, I'm going to be the water inspector, and you're going to be Jacob Smith, the founder. I'm going to be calling you, giving you a report on the findings from the testing I did on your water in
right.
Flint.
Because they did that back in 1819. Because
that's what they did.
Yeah,
they were very
they
concerned
did.
About lead particulates in the water. So here we go. Phone call.
Making funny out of tragedy.
That's what we do.
Oh, somebody is calling me. Oh. Yeah, hello.
Yeah, hi, it's Water Inspector.
Yeah, this is, who are you looking for?
Mr. Smith, please, it's Water Inspector.
Yes, this is Jacob Smith. I am the, founder of this wonderful little town we call Flint, where our motto is, we're in like Flint.
Sir, it's the Water Inspector. I have some bad news.
Look, hold on. Let me tell the babysitter I'm done with her. Hold on.
Look, bitch, you gotta go. Yeah, I'm on the phone with the water. Look, you gotta go. Okay.
It's Water Inspector, sir.
Hello.
Is this Mr. Smith?
This is Mr. Smith.
Mr. Smith, I have some terrible, terrible news.
This is Mr. Jacob Smith. Who's calling?
That's Water Inspector.
Yes, I've been waiting for your call. Hold on. Let me just get rid of my wife real quick. Hold on.
Sorry. Okay.
Look, bitch, you gotta go. I'm on the phone. It's the goddamn water inspector. What did I tell you? I fucking love you. Now go eat another fucking...
Hello.
Yes.
Sir.
Yes,
it's a water inspector.
Jacob Smith. Yeah.
It's a water inspector, sir. I have some bad news I have to tell you. What we found when we did the testing of your water in Lake Michigan... It's bad. It is bad. Found a lot of stuff we like to call lead.
What's what is this lead? I mean, I've had a shield made out of lead.
Well, basically what lead is, sir, it's a very heavy. Are you okay, sir?
Yes.
Have you been drinking a lot of the water lately?
I have.
Well, you're probably going to want to get that looked at, that cough, probably due to large consumption, consuming large quantities of lead.
Let me ask you a question. Is one of the side effects where you change your voice several times? Because I have noticed that I do that a lot.
Absolutely.
No wonder.
That is one of the side effects of drinking too much lead. Now.
Hold on, sir. I got to ask you. I got to get rid of my grandmother.
Okay.
Yo, bitch. Go down the street and get me a ho-ho. All right. Love you.
Sir.
Yeah. Hello,
sir.
This is Jacob Smith.
Sir, water inspector on the phone here.
Yes.
I have some results. I'm sure I'd like to finish letting you know. We'll also find a lot of cum in the water. Lots of cum.
Well, I have been spilling my seeds so I don't have any bastards. So they go down and, you know, I like to bang out by the lake.
So basically, two reviews, sir. Water inspector here. Two review. Lots of lead, lots of cum in your water. So, there are two ways we can resolve this. Okay.
Yes. Hold on. I got to get rid of this fucking Girl Scout.
Okay.
Look, bitch, you got to go. I don't want any of them Thin Mints.
Ah! Hello, Fire Inspector, sir.
This is Jacob Smith.
To conclude, lots of lead, lots of cum. Two ways to resolve this.
All
Number
right.
one,
uh-huh.
We relocate everybody from town, get them out of there. Second, you stop jacking off down by the water, and stop drinking the water completely.
Can I bathe in it?
Absolutely. I see nothing wrong with that.
Now, how many parts per million, if that's a word in 1819?
Oh, 16.
So
I got to go, sir. I got more results to read to other towns.
Okay, love you. This is Jacob Smith.
Bye. I got to go do the Chernobyl water supply, water inspection results with them over there in Chernobyl. So I'll call you next week, and we'll talk more. Take care. Okay. This is going great.
Yeah, we think so.
I think so. Okay. If you don't think so, go fuck yourself.
Oh, I fucking love it.
All right, we got one more. Look, we're almost at 50 minutes, so we're gonna do one more of these stupid fucking phone calls throughout time, and we saved the best for last.
Oh,
so
yeah.
Look, here's a stupid premise. Southern slave calls Frederick Douglass trying to convince him that he does not think slavery should end. It's stupid, okay?
But here we go.
It's stupid. We're going to do it. It's going to be funny, and you'll thank us later. So just follow along. Here we go.
Now, who the heck could be calling Frederick Douglass? Hello?
Yeah, hi, sir. This is Gerald. I'm a slave down here in Georgia. Do you have a few minutes? I'd like to talk to you about something.
Well, I don't know that. Now, you said you're a slave. Now, that is a very inconvenient situation, and I'm trying to help you out here. Now, if there is no struggle, there's no progress.
Mr. Douglass, I got to tell you, I don't think what you're doing is the right thing, okay? We got it good down here. We got it good. They've stopped beating us so bad. We get to eat twice a day, and we only have to work 18-hour days now. I don't think what you're doing is going to work.
Now, I'm going to tell you something, son. You should only have to work 2 hours a day, and I'm going to try and get you those wages that you all deserve down there. Now, power concedes nothing without a demand. It fucking never did, and it fucking never will. Now, Frederick Douglass, tell you what he says.
Yeah, look, that's all great and everything, but seriously, I don't think this bit is working out at all.
Well, I will tell you this.
Listen, Mr. Douglass, listen. This bit sounded good when we were talking about it earlier, when we were hitting the you know what, and now, 45 minutes later, it's not so funny.
Well, I will tell you this, Frederick Douglass, as I prayed for 20 days, but I never received no answer until I prayed with my cock.
I think what we should do is just forget about this whole thing and go to break.
I agree.
What do you think?
I think that's a terrific idea, and Frederick Douglass only has those kind.
So listen, this is Gerald the Slave in Georgia. We're going to go on break, and when we come back, the guys from the Skooks of Hazzard are going to come back and actually try and do something funny.
That's what goddamn
So
sure
don't
am.
Go anywhere. We'll be right back with more of the Skooks of Hazzard show.
I'm not afraid to
right, people.
Hello.
We're back. That was Divinals.
I touched myself.
Oh, man. What a fucking one-hit wonder that was.
Oh, dude. She was so hot.
Yeah, she's one of them redheads.
I would go ahead and lick her cross-eyed and then painless.
If you haven't watched the I Touch Myself video, go on YouTube and do yourself a favor.
You will be wanting to touch yourself.
You'll be touching yourself all fucking night.
For free.
For free. So look, hey, we're going to do...
Startled me.
Sorry. We're going to do one more. Actually, we're going to do two more things, but we got another new segment for you that we... See, we come up with these things like we talk about doing one thing and then we come up with something new, after... We do that, and then I'm not making any sense right now. So
let me explain a little bit
Josh
about it.
Josh, explain it. It's a little better than me.
Okay, what we have here is me and Eric, we realized that in our, 30-some years here on this planet that we've done a lot of living, and we want to share
Absolutely.
Some of those experiences with you, the audience of the Skooks of Hazzard podcast. So we're gonna bring you in with a little jingle that we made, and then obviously we're going to tell you about these experiences.
A little jingle, you say?
Yes.
Not this show.
Yep.
We do
one.
Jingles for everything, and here's this one that you'll like.
Hallelujah! You haven't lived. Fuck yeah, you haven't lived. Hallelujah, oh, you haven't lived. Fuck yeah.
This segment is called You Haven't Lived. And you know what? I want to listen to it one more time.
Hallelujah, you haven't lived. Yeah, fuck yeah.
Fuck yeah.
You haven't lived. Hallelujah, oh, you haven't lived.
Song gets me.
Yeah, right.
So
in the pants.
It's called "You Haven't Lived," and basically, what we're gonna do is, what's the template we're using here?
Our template that we're using is if you haven't blank, then you haven't lived.
So Josh is gonna say if you haven't, and then read the one I've written. Likewise, me with Josh, and then after we read what the other one has written, we'll say you
then
haven't
you
lived.
You haven't lived.
So, without further ado, you want to go first?
Yeah, sure. I'll go first.
Okay, go first. As in, you want to hand me one or read one?
I'm handing you one.
Okay, Josh is handing me one. Okay, so here we go.
And these are all things that we've done before. So
yeah, yeah, absolutely. So here we go. Number one, if you haven't donated to the tip jar at a public circumcision, then you have not lived. So there you go. A public circumcision.
Yep.
They still do those?
Yeah, you got to leave something in that tip jar.
There you go. Just he works for tips.
Yep.
Okay.
The moil.
Let's see here. How about...
And this is something that Eric has done.
Yeah. Here you go. This is topical to what we're doing today. So
okay.
Read the little thing there.
If you haven't tried to intentionally run over someone playing Pokemon Go when they weren't paying attention, then you haven't
then
lived.
You haven't lived.
You haven't
I
lived.
I do it every day. I try and hit somebody with my car,
okay.
With my motor vehicle.
Here is something that I have done, and if you haven't.
Here's Josh's. If you haven't gotten an STD from your pharmacist, then you haven't lived. So, yeah, he's been there, done that. So, all right, let's see here. How about this one?
Okay.
There you go.
Now, if you haven't given your life to the Lord Jesus Christ, you rotten piece of sin and shit, then you haven't lived.
It's something.
So way to go, Eric. I didn't know you were giving your life to the Lord.
You're a sinning piece of shit. Sorry, hand me one. Here we go.
Okay, this is something I've done.
Wait till the folks at home see what we got planned for after this. It's going to be fun. So, if you haven't yodeled into a really wide vagina and splendored it in its splendored in its echo, then you haven't lived. Let me read that again for the people at home. If you haven't yodeled into a really wide vagina and splendored in its echo, then you haven't lived. That's a mighty big pussy.
Yes, I agree.
Okay.
I mean, you can hear yourself in the depths of the uterine wall.
Oh boy, here you go.
Reverberations.
This is you haven't lived.
Okay. If you haven't accidentally joined a cult and then murdered your entire family, only to think later that, oops, that probably was not the best decision I've ever made, then you haven't done, you haven't lived.
You haven't lived. I'm sorry I did that.
Well, you
that's
know.
That's my bad.
This one I regret,
but it's still something I've done.
It's a regret that Josh has, so here we go. He's opening his heart and his soul to you people at home. If you haven't emailed your high school principal a couple of dick pics, then you haven't lived, Mr. Ponting.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, he was, you what? You didn't go to that school.
No, I didn't.
Mrs. Cuda. What's her name?
I don't fucking
Makuta?
Remember.
Carol Makuta?
No, the guy that we had looked like Regal Eagle from the Muppets.
It was Mr.
I don't even remember.
Shit.
We probably shouldn't say anyway, but whatever. Fuck him.
Fuck him.
Go ahead.
Here we go.
So let me see one of the things you've done in your life.
Here we go.
That if I haven't, I haven't lived.
Try that.
Okay, let's see.
Try it.
If you haven't played Guess Whose Finger... or penis is in my mouth, then you haven't lived.
Not the best game I've ever had the pleasure of playing.
If I could be honest with you.
Because I think most of them were penises.
Okay. Here we go. This is this reminds me of the trip that I took to...
to Vegas?
No, one of the...
You couldn't tell us about?
No, the one of the Dakotas.
Oh, okay. if you haven't ejaculated on each face of Mount Rushmore, thus completing 4 presidential facials, then you have not lived. And
yeah, I remember that trip fondly.
I've done that too.
Oh, well then we're on the same boat there.
Yeah, here's one about jacking off too.
Okay.
Okay.
Listen, if you haven't listened to Divinyl's I Touch Myself and then proceeded to jack off like you're trying to set the world record for hardest jacking session, then my friend, you have not fucking lived.
You haven't lived. I just did that during the break. So that was a recent you haven't lived moment.
Now, we have millions of these because we've lived, damn you. That's the whole point of this. We're telling you haven't.
Yeah.
But we have. This is my last one for the day.
Yeah, last one for the day. And don't forget to give your life to the Lord Jesus Christ, you sinning fucking bastards. If you haven't, here we go. If you haven't molested a priest and a rabbi at the same time when you were an adolescent, then you motherfucker have not lived. And let's see here. We're going to wrap up the show this week. Not the show.
No, not
we're
going to
wrap
show,
up the segment.
Yeah.
The segment that is called You Haven't Lived. We'll do that one and then we'll move on.
Okay. If you haven't had sex in a mine and then proclaimed to the world that now you're part of the Mile Down Club, then you haven't lived.
You have not lived, and let's applaud
yeah, we'll
that effort.
That.
Yeah, that was like we wrote that in 10 minutes. How fucking good are we? So, look, here we go. This is what we're going to do to wrap up the show this week. It's a special friend of ours' birthday. You might know him as Nate B. from the podcast and his own podcast. Let me get the list out here. Stressing the Point. The new wrestling one, It Hurts Inside, it's called.
That's what
it's called. And the Grande Podcast with Brian Gogol. Nate B., our buddy. It's his 35th birthday today, and we're gonna call him right now, and we're going to sing happy birthday to Nate. Hopefully he picks up. If he doesn't, we'll leave him a voicemail, but we want him to know we're thinking about him. So hopefully he picks up. He's in California. It's a 3-hour time difference. It's 1 o'clock there. It's 4 o'clock here.
It's 4, isn't it? I
don't know. So here we go. Get this rat
bastard.
You can
never tell with that fucking...
He better pick up.
Well, if he doesn't, so we'll
leave him a voicemail.
Dirty
one. Nice, dirty birthday song.
Mm-hmm. We have to tell him how hot we think he is.
Hello?
Nate!
What's up?
Hey, buddy, I got a present for you. Ready? Happy birthday to you,
Nate.
Happy birthday to you, Nate B. Happy birthday, dear Nate B. You fucking prick. Happy birthday to you, sorry, you fucking cocksucker. Nate, happy birthday, buddy. You're on the Skooks of Hazzard podcast. We wanted to sing happy birthday to you.
Oh, okay. Thanks for saying hi.
Hazard.
Whoa. That's cool.
We told them all about your new podcast and all the other podcasts. We plugged the living fuck out of you today.
I'm actually wearing a wrestling t-shirt right now. It's got the Ultimate Warrior, and it says, kill all the hippies and take their weed.
Yeah, so we wanted to on
famous
air
quote.
Sing you happy birthday and wish you the best, because we were thinking about you.
Thank you. That's amazing. This is the best present I could ask for.
Well, you're very welcome, and that's the end of our show today, Nate. So just know that we felt your birthday was big enough to close with. So
absolutely,
there
man.
You go, buddy.
Miss ya.
So
headlining the Skooks of Hazzard podcast. It's a surprise headlining.
Yeah, buddy. Look, Nate, stay on the phone. We're going to close the show up, and then we'll talk some more. So, look, people, that was episode number 39.
Boom.
Stay tuned next time for Shut Your Mouth, Nate. Just because it's your birthday doesn't mean you could talk over me. Look, people, that was the show for this week. That was episode. You're going on fucking mute, you son of a bitch.
We love you, Nate.
So, look, people, we're going to go on break. And,
no, we're leaving.
Wait, Nate's got me all fucked up. Look, people, we're gonna go home. We're taking it home. We're ending the show. So that was it. That's the show. So that's it for Josh. This is Eric and Nate, the birthday boy. We will see everybody next time. Peace.
The Skooks of Hazzard Show. 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 The Skooks of Hazzard Show.